The U.S. national team has played in Jacksonville a few times, but the match against Trinidad and Tobago is the first qualifier to take place on the first coast. Lala says that's progress in a country that's traditionally lagged behind in appreciation for the global pastime.
I mean, it's no longer underground or niche. It's a vibrant, educated, discerning type of soccer army that has come above ground. And there's an entire generation, and now multiple generations, that see soccer as part of their sports landscape.
Lala says bringing the World Cup to Jacksonville's doorstep should help cultivate new fans and generate interest in the city's own fledgling Armada Soccer Club. And that passion could inspire young soccer players who could one day play for the national team.
What's really exciting is to see this generation that we were just talking about come to fruition with all the incredible things that they have that I never had with soccer-specific stadiums, the soccer culture that we talked about, much better coaching and facilities, and soccer on television.
The next World Cup will take place in Russia in 2018. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.